Good morning. High pressure is building in both at the surface and aloft, and we have a cool start in some spots, mainly down in the 50s, but some places even dipping back into the upper 40s this morning. With that high pressure center in control, we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine right on through the morning and into the afternoon hours across interior New York and New England. The humidity levels will remain low, and temperatures will rebound nicely back through the 50s and 60s, even into the upper 70s to right around 80 in many locations by the end of the day. Clear skies, pleasantly cool tonight. With that high pressure center overhead, lows will dip back into the 50s and certainly some 40s possible across the higher terrain. And this will set us up for a great start to the weekend. That same area of high pressure will dominate the weather picture. Around the backside of it will start to pick up a southwesterly wind. This will push even warmer air into the region with highs in the lower 80s. The humidity will creep up a touch tomorrow, but still remain at the comfortable levels, and dew points will be mainly in the 50s to around 60. Now, as that ridge of high pressure builds in aloft, we'll have just a little disturbance passing through it, and that could present us a risk of a shower or a thunderstorm on Sunday. But these will be widely scattered to isolated, and most of us will stay dry, with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-80s. That ridge will only strengthen as we get into the new work week next week, and that's going to allow even warmer air to move in with more humidity. On Monday and Tuesday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds. With that increased humidity, highs will be in the middle to upper 80s, remaining very warm to even hot and humid Wednesday and Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds with highs at least in the upper 80s, perhaps even near 90. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Erica, located about 155 miles east-southeast of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Erica is moving toward the west-northwest near 17 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next 48 hours. On the forecast track, the center of Erica will move over the Dominican Republic today, move near the Turks and Caicos Islands tonight, and near the central and northwestern Bahamas tomorrow and tomorrow night. Maximum sustained winds are near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some weakening is forecast today as Erica moves over land, followed by little change in strength through tomorrow. A tropical storm warning remains in effect for Puerto Rico, the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, and now for the central and southeastern Bahamas. A tropical storm watch is in effect for the northwestern Bahamas. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Naples, Florida, at 3:53 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Brandon, Manitoba, Canada, at 2:44 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 39 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 53, 87% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.16 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Stanley, Idaho, and Baraga Plains, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny near 80, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 68. That's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 4.30 inches for the month and 23.14 inches for the year, which is 2.63 inches below average. There were three cooling degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 237. That's 75 above average, and 726 cooling degree days for the year, which is 198 above average. The average high temperature at Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low 58, the record high 98 set in 1948, and the record low 42 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:15 a.m., sunset this evening 7:37 p.m., 13 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with low humidity and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today, comfortable with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today, low humidity with highs near 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny with low humidity today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a touch more humidity, warmer in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, the outside risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, even warmer and more humid Monday and Tuesday in the middle to upper 80s, and upper 80s with a mix of sun and clouds and more humidity on Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayano.